president says he's helping, not hurting. Lisa Brady, Fox News, says he pledges again to take on inflation.
Our economy's gone from being on the mend to on the move.
Detailing his plan while again blaming Russia's war in Ukraine and pandemic effects. Also telling Americans he shares their frustration. Fox's Alexandria Hoff at the White House.
The president did speak to inflation. Much of what he had to say was really a continuation of tactics that his administration has already deployed to combat this, like releasing oil from the strategic reserve. He's also seeking to limit food price gouging and increase taxes on the ultra wealthy. But there was another point here, and the focus seemed to be on contrasting efforts that he has to fight inflation with what the White House calls the Congressional Republicans' ultra-MAGA plan to raise taxes.
The president singling out a proposal from Florida Senator Rick Scott, who says it's not a Republican platform. The White House not ruling out a gas tax holiday as gas prices surge back to record territory and AAA's average, a gallon of regular hitting $4.37 nationwide. The Dow down 85 points at the bell after a triple-digit rally at times during the session. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says he would reverse Twitter's permanent ban of former President Trump, assuming his purchase of the platform goes through.
Musk was clear on how he feels about the former president being barred from Twitter.
That was a mistake because it alienated a large part of the country.
The comment came during the Financial Times Future of the Car Summit. Musk also gave his vision of what permanent bans should be limited to.
Bots or spam scam accounts.
Musk did say that inappropriate tweets should be removed and the user suspended, but bans, he believes, erode trust in a platform of varied opinions.
Fox's Gernal Scott, Trump has said he would not return to Twitter. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local and federal officials are investigating dozens of mail-in ballots found discarded in Los Angeles.
Christina Rapace discovering a box of 104 unopened mail-in ballots on a Hollywood sidewalk ahead of California's primary election. She tells LA's Fox 11 News she reached out to politicians, the LA County Sheriff's Department, and the U.S. Postal Service, which took the ballots.
I really hope that law enforcement looks into this and makes sure this doesn't happen anywhere else from now until the elections and even the primaries. Like, this should never happen again.
The LA County Registrar's Office working with the USPS and law enforcement to investigate and reissuing ballots to impacted voters, explaining the incident was likely mail theft, not an attempt at disrupting the election. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The rapper known as Young Thug is in Atlanta's Fulton County Jail, accused of co-founding a criminal street game. His gang, that is. His real name is Jeffrey Lamar Williams, one of 28 people indicted in Georgia on a conspiracy to violate the state's RICO Act and street gang charges. Another rapper and an aspiring rapper are also among those charged. Two employees with ties to the first successful union effort at Amazon have been fired.
The company says the firings have nothing to do with workers at a warehouse on Staten Island, New York, voting last month to join a union. Matt Cusick says he went on COVID-19 leave, returning to work April 29th as instructed. He says he was told after being fired that that leave period had only extended to April 26th. Amazon says Tristan Dutchen was fired for poor job performance in the bottom 3% in productivity after being given 5 warnings about it last summer. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Recapping a messy day on Wall Street, the Dow finishes down 85 points, but the NASDAQ and the S&P finish higher, snapping a 3-day sell-off, oil prices slipping under $100 a barrel. And Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.